Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you are following us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Give us a 5-star rating. It massively helps us out. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Prediction King back on the show. Thogden, welcome back to Pitchside, sir. You are arguably the Prediction King, sat next to the Prediction Prince, and you're just really bad at predictions, really.
Hang on, why am I catching smoke 30 seconds in?
Because you are crap at predictions. And speaking of predictions, we are going to be doing a new segment where we reveal them live on the show. Because obviously we predict them every week, same as you.
Mm. This would be good if I've outdone you here.
But
right?
Normally we know that how well we've done each week. Yeah. And Lewis, who now has a microphone.
Hello.
Hello indeed. Can you reveal how well we have done in the predictions?
Right. Well, seems as though you were just talking a bit of rubbish about Reeve, we'll start with you.
Yeah.
So, out of all your predictions, you had 4 incorrect, completely wrong result.
Oh, okay.
And 5 correct results, no correct score. So 5 points for you. You're on 15 in total now.
Okay. That's pretty good, Reeve.
Did I get a perfect score as well?
No, none.
Oh. There's only 9 games.
5 correct results. So my maths are bad.
It's a good start on the mic, isn't it?
But you got 5 points, which all is
right. So 5 wrongs, 5 right.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
Okay, and then...
Half and half.
Me, the Prediction Prince.
You got 5 correct results, 2 correct scores, and three wrong completely. So you're on 21 points. I'll send you over the full details there.
So
you've actually
points
smashed it.
15.
Yeah. Oh my. Not a great week for me.
The prediction.
What can I say? So I got West Ham to beat Villa 1-0 and Spurs to beat Forest 2-0.
The West Ham prediction is very good from you.
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't expect that to happen. I thought it would be 1-0.
You thought 1-0? He thought 3-1 West Ham.
That's what? You really thought Villa were mudded like that?
Yeah, I fully believe they're done unless they get rid of Gerrard.
We will see.
What did you think Bournemouth-Liverpool was going to be?
I thought Bournemouth-Liverpool would be a cheeky 3-0 Liverpool.
I said 3-0 as well.
Yeah.
Let's start there.
Which is fair of their form.
Let's start there because obviously Bournemouth, they did lose 9-0.
Yeah.
Joint highest...
scoreline
in Premier League history.
Correct, yeah.
Salah, no goals.
Yeah.
No returns.
No returns whatsoever.
I'm fuming, but at the same time, everybody has Salah in the FPL. So like, if he doesn't return, does it really matter? Everyone captained him.
Well,
you both did.
Yeah, we did.
I know. Some people didn't. The fans were apparently chanting, "We want 10.
They were. Yeah, they were. I heard that on match day.
Do you think Liverpool, you know, they had a bit of a ropey start to the season. Could this be their turning point? Are they going to be the force that we all know and have seen previously?
They need to get a win away from home to kick on. I think that's important. They've always been able to do it at Anfield. It was a great result to push on from the Palace game at home as well, but they need a big win away to kickstart the season. They're playing at home again, so it'll take time. Obviously, it's good to see all the lads scoring, but when they play against a top 6 club, I want to see how they're tested. Luis Diaz will return soon as well, so how is that going to gel in with Firmino getting 5 contributions in a game?
Nunes.
Oh, sorry. What did I say?
Diaz.
Oh, sorry.
He's already scoring. Don't worry about
him. Darwin Nunes. Sorry. Yeah. Darwin Nunes coming back and competing with Firmino. It's going to be interesting to see.
Do you think Nunes will just come back in even though what's his face? Firmino has obviously bagged like 5 goal contributions.
I don't.
Do you think Nunes just comes back in anyway? Is it just like Firmino gets Bournemouth?
Well, to add more fuel to the fire, Jota is supposed to be returning at the same point that Nunes' ban gets waived.
It's bad for Nunes, isn't it? Because you've had such a bad start. Yeah, I know Uruguayans are meant to have this kind of fierceness inside of them where they want to fight and they want to, you know, they just have this testosterone levels more than your average Premier League striker, right? But it's all gone wrong. Like, he's got to prove a lot to the fans and Jurgen now to get back regularly starting.
But do you not think because of his price tag, you have to put him straight back in? You can't have like a £70 million striker on the bench or not.
But Jurgen's got respect for Jota and Firmino.
Yes, yeah. And I think that Jurgen is the type of manager that will make sure a player learns his lesson. So potentially doesn't necessarily start him as soon as he's back and available. Like with Jota, you know what you're getting. It's a known commodity. Like,
great word.
Thanks.
And
they need goals, right? And Nunes in front of goal has been pretty wasteful when he's played, especially when you consider his XG. Like the amount he should be scoring compared to the amount he does, nowhere near good enough. So I don't think he comes straight back in.
Do you think Liverpool could actually... Do you think there's one thing holding them back from going for the title this season, or do you think they're still title contenders?
They need midfielders, man. Their midfield is so...
They need a midfielder.
Sparse.
Midfielder or midfielders?
Ooh, depends. I mean, I don't often see Liverpool do a crazy amount of business. Do you? Like,
if they hijack the De Jong deal, that's ridiculous, by the way.
You think so?
Well, if they do. I mean, they should. They should try at least minimum. But
what's their optimum midfield three for you?
Fabinho, Thiago, and then...
And then De Jong?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
But that's a bit defensive, isn't it? It's two DMs, De Jong and...
Yeah, but the way that they play, it's to enable Trent and Robertson to go forwards. So it's not necessarily...
Yeah,
their midfield isn't necessarily like... supposed to be the most creative in the world. It never has been. It's always to facilitate like overlapping play.
It's just difficult because they have to fit in Harvey Elliott now, right?
He's
playing very well. Yeah. He's got a very, very good goal against Bournemouth as well.
Yeah, but they lacked a bit of steel in midfield in the first few games. We can't let that 9-0 cover up all the cracks.
Yeah.
So what he brings creative-wise, they might have a lack of defensively in the midfield. And I think that's... Yeah, I agree. I think De Jong could massively help that. And it gives them more options. So we'll see if it happens. They need someone. I swear the board of director came out and said to the fans, we will sign a midfielder.
Yeah.
Was it Jurgen?
I think it was probably Jurgen Klopp.
Yeah, it was crazy. So surely they've got to be...
They are seeming a little bit top heavy at the moment, especially when they have Nunes and Jota back.
Yeah.
Their defence is notoriously one of the best defences in the world, especially going forward. But I feel like at the moment they are looking a bit shaky. Even though obviously Trent and Robbo were... firing against Bournemouth.
It's Fabinho, really, isn't it?
Conceding a lot of goals.
Fabinho didn't start the... who did they play just before Bournemouth?
I don't know. I can tell
United.
You. United.
Fabinho didn't start the United game and they just got completely overrun. So, I mean, it really just influence how important that guy is.
So if they don't go for De Jong, they can't hijack it, because obviously, I don't know if you've seen it, De Jong's pictured in London.
Mm.
He apparently is in London, so it's all kicking off over there.
Yeah. Wasn't that for Van der Beek's wedding, though? Not for...
Don't worry about that. Deadline day coming up soon. Chelsea going to hijack it.
Ooh.
They could. They really could. Champions League.
And then Arsenal hijack it.
I don't think he'd come to you.
So if you're Jurgen, if you're part of the owners, who are you signing in midfield? Who are you going for? Who's your realistic target?
Well, they want Bellingham, but they know he's a year away, right?
Bellingham won't happen this summer.
Yeah, absolutely. But... I mean, if that's who they want, it's just who can fill that gap until they get Jude Bellingham, right?
Apart from De Jong, who really is on the market with in terms of midfielders? We're so near to the season now.
Tielemans still?
That's a good one.
It is a good one, but I don't think he works enough to be in a Klopp system. I think he suits Arsenal a little better than Liverpool. You've got to be a pretty fierce runner to be in a midfield level.
I thought Tielemans was excellent against Chelsea, and he won't get any credit because they had a man down for most of the game, and Chelsea were the ones to win. But the way he's put through Jamie Vardy when he took around the keeper and missed, a few times to Timothy Castagnier, he is a baller.
Yeah,
he's creative.
Yeah.
But it's whether Liverpool want more steel or they want someone a bit more creative in the midfield. With Thiago, Harvey Elliott, Fabio Cavallio, they don't need a Tielemans, like you said. So I think De Jong's the one.
He's De Jong's the one.
Yeah,
they need to go and hijack him.
Take De Jong.
Well, we obviously saw last year how important actually 1 point can be. Do you think the start that Liverpool have had, similar to actually Arsenal's start last year, ended up costing them quite a lot in the season?
Yeah.
Do you think this could come back and haunt them by the end of the season?
I don't know, I really don't know. I think for Liverpool, they should just be focusing on grinding out results now and getting an 11 together that they know will work. Like last season, it was momentum at home that just helped them overrun every team constantly. Yeah. I have no doubts in my mind that they will end within second or third this season. They will always end up around then. I think everyone's just worried because it was the first few weeks had a few howlers, but especially with Qatar in the middle of the season, they will have time to just get back to their best.
Mm. Yeah.
No question.
I was going to say... originally, there's probably a worry there that they might have lost too many points. But when you factor in the World Cup, I think there's so much unpredictability there that you don't really know how squads are going to return.
City's like 90% of their squads going to the World Cup.
Exactly, yeah.
But Haaland, though.
Yeah. He is.
And that's big.
Haaland, by the way.
And Odegaard. We've got...
Martin Odegaard.
We've got him to chill.
He's a baller this season.
Yeah.
This season? He always has been a baller, but
it's just his numbers again.
He's grown. He's become the man.
Halfway through last season, he just clicked into gear. I think Arteta got the tactics spot on, and since then he's been running riot. And he's not the most powerful midfielder, but he's just so creative and gets in the right positions every time you need him.
We're seeing the 16-year-old that Real Madrid signed.
That's crazy.
We're finally crazy. Seeing him become the player.
I never thought
this
would happen.
I know, it's a weird... But he was so good at Sociedad as well.
Yeah.
He was so good.
It's a different role though.
Yeah.
It is a slightly different role.
He's at Arsenal, he is the man behind Jesus. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sociedad.
Well, let's touch on Arsenal then, because obviously we are 4 out of 4, 12 points, top of the league, potentially could win the league. Thoughts?
Oh, God.
And you can't even say we can't not win the league, because we definitely can.
Every week you're saying you're going to win the league.
Well, we're top of the league.
It's consistent, at least.
How do you look after this guy?
Who said,
let him go?
When Leicester started doing well, did anyone say, Leicester win the league? No one.
Only about Christmas, when people started coming around to that fact, right? At Christmas, people went, they can actually do it.
But they did it.
Yeah, no.
Stranger things can happen. Pigs can fly.
Yeah.
And Arsenal are looking filthy and dangerous.
You're in a purple patch.
Yeah, this is my worry.
But you only say that because we're Arsenal.
No, I don't say that because you're Arsenal. I look at your team and I compare it to City, Tottenham, Liverpool.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. There is a bit of depth issue.
Yeah, and if you invest a lot of money in January, well, that's going to be weird.
We might not even be finished now.
Yeah, that's interesting. And if your owners properly invest and create backups, I think your most underrated signing was Zinchenko, man. And you realise that on the weekend when Tierney looked ass. He looked crap. You can't fill the boots of Zinchenko.
Yeah, yeah.
The way the system's changed to allow him to slip into midfield like Man City, Tierney can't fulfil that anymore. He has to be first choice left back.
Yeah.
It's such a massive part of Arsenal this season.
We've talked about this before, haven't we? How, like, say Jesus and Zinchenko may have looked a little bit out of sort, not even out of sort of City, but they weren't first choice. But because they've learned under Pep, they've experienced that mentality, the winning mentality, they come into a team like Arsenal and just absolutely nail it on. Like, you can see Zinchenko on the side of the pitch cheering and
with the
entire game.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that. Serial winner.
Yeah. I think Arteta always wanted to recreate one Man City.
Yeah, I agree.
And he's getting a little piece of that.
It's a good blueprint.
Yeah,
it wins leagues.
Well, it is.
So, yeah.
I think the run will continue, but Arsenal will end up finishing fourth or third. Sorry, Theo. I'm so sorry.
No, but a third or a fourth. Champions League.
That is good.
Is all we ask.
I predicted fifth before.
So did
and
I.
And I regretted that.
Yeah.
As soon as I started seeing the first few results, because I didn't expect Jesus and Zinchenko to be this vital to the team. They're just so underrated.
Yeah.
Like, if we get in Champions League will be a huge achievement.
Yeah.
Huge achievement.
With four other clubs that are that good as well around us. Right?
But who's fifth and sixth then? Because we kind of agreed on the four.
Who's your four, sorry?
Well, United and Chelsea will have to fall out then.
Well, but so Liverpool, Spurs will get top four, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They would be my top four. I was at the match on Sunday and they're just
annoyingly good. Yeah.
Everywhere they go. Kulusevski is such an important player to their team now as well.
Yeah.
It's just rough because...
Well, you can tell because Richarlison comes on for Son now as opposed to Kulusevski.
How mad is that?
Who saw that coming?
Yeah, because Kulusevski runs back and helps out and then he's still an option on the wing to hold up play, cut in, lethal left foot. Mate,
I thought Forest were good though. I was impressed by how much they took it to Tottenham at least.
Yeah,
there were points where certainly after the penalty got saved, when Neco Williams had a chance the other end,
he almost so close on scoring.
That game goes completely different.
Slight deflection is in back of the net. So Chelsea fifth, Newcastle United sixth.
Ooh,
yeah, that's Newcastle. That's there would be my
so United are seventh,
eighth.
Nah, with Casemiro,
ninth.
They're getting sixth at least. Fifth or sixth for United.
I think that'd be an achievement as well.
A midfield of Casemiro, Eriksen, now that he's playing deep.
Mate, De Jong.
So much creativity there. And, well, Bruno in front of him. I think they're better off without Ronaldo. The front three of Martial, Sancho, Rashford and Antony switching with the wingers. Very free-flowing. They don't need Ronaldo anymore. They don't need to focus on one man in the attack like Ralph Ragnick.
We've said
created
it for ages. Yeah.
I get hate for it. And this is probably a clip. And people will be in the comments like, Theo knows nothing about United. Watch the matches against Liverpool. Was there any sign of Ronaldo? No, he came off the bench for a few minutes. But it's clear now that Ten Hag has a plan and he involves every forward playing. Yeah. He's made Bruno score again. Rashford, Sancho looks decent. And when Antony comes in, they've got that creativity and flair on the wing to rotate, and now with a new five sub rule, I don't think there's space for him. They need to, I know no one wants him, but they need to get rid of him.
So they needed him last year, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, he saved them last year from, you know, the pits of hell. Mm. But I mean, apparently, is it Lisbon they want him back?
Sporting Lisbon,
they want him back. Can you see that happening?
With the wages, no.
Well, we got what, a day for it to happen? 2 days?
Can't they still loan and
option the process after the transfer window? Okay, yeah.
Or he terminates his contract with the club and then.
Yeah.
But terminating that contract is going to be a lot of money.
Yeah.
And with all the agent fees, there's no one more around a player than Cristiano Ronaldo, right?
United are all over 200 million spend.
This is the same problem they have with David De Gea.
Mm.
They can't get rid of him. He will always be the number one. He's on too much money.
Dubravka's just signed, right?
Yeah, he's not signing to be number one, though. He's signing to put a bit of pressure on De Gea, I think.
Because
so much pressure that in like a couple of weeks he'll be starting.
Well, look, Arsenal are a prime example, aren't they?
De Gea was team of the week, best goalkeeper this week. He was the best goalkeeper this weekend. Number one.
Arsenal weren't afraid. They had Leno and he wasn't performing up to the standards they expected. They signed Ramsdale. Martinez even took his spot, sold Martinez, who was obviously our number one. They weren't afraid to make changes. I think United need to be a bit more cutthroat. Mm. It's just going to cost them.
The last two games.
A lot of money. That's
United already. Back to sixth in the Premier League table.
Yeah.
And they lost their first two games.
Everyone was saying they're getting relegated.
Yeah.
I think so.
Because they beat them.
United get so much shit, but they're above Liverpool.
How mad is that? And they literally have won a solid away win at Southampton, kept a clean sheet and actually looked good. Lisandro Martinez blending in. I think everyone loves to talk about United and give them the blame, but they actually will start to grind out results with Casemiro.
Yeah.
They actually do look good again. Yeah. So, we'll see what happens, but yeah.
Obviously, Ronaldo and Maguire were both on the bench. Is there an issue at the defence? Is the club captain being on the bench an issue? Or do you think it'll change the captain again?
Yeah, armband's got to go, isn't it? It's got to be changed.
I think it's so simple for me. You've got to get rid of Maguire off captaincy. Maguire only plays well on a three. The best back two you have is Varane and Lissandro. Stick to that. It's working.
Yeah.
Simple as. Maguire doesn't fit the United system. I'm not saying he's not a good player, but he can't play in a back two. He gets too exposed. When you're given that much room and space, he's not quick enough. He's not got a good understanding. But England proves in a back three it works. So maybe if he went to Chelsea, I heard there was a rumour at one stage.
Yes.
I don't think that'd be a bad move for them.
I doubt it's going to happen now, though.
It won't.
Fofana transfer.
Yeah, the Fofana transfer makes it different. But I do wonder why they went for that. Fofana's used to playing in a back four. So maybe it's Tommy T's trying to change up the tactics.
No. Leicester played a back five for a long period last season as well.
He can play both then.
Yeah, yeah.
He's also 21 years old and should be able to adapt very easily to any system.
Yeah. I think in the French academies as well, they play the back three.
Yeah.
And he's been through under 19s, under 20s.
He's just a very good player.
He is.
Do you think Martinez will get caught out this season? As soon as his comments, he said, I think he'll get sorely tested. And can you do his, I can't do his voice.
You keep going.
I think he will get sorely tested and be found out going forward. Is there a chance that could happen, or
as
United fans like to say, Cannavaro?
I swear that word all the time.
He won the World Player of the Year.
Ballon d'Or.
No, he didn't win the Ballon d'Or.
He did. He got called out. It was 2006.
Was it one before? A year before?
I saw comments saying
I thought he was the last guy to win the World Player of the Year.
It is Ballon d'Or. Yeah.
Who was the last person to win World Player of the Year? Ronaldinho?
Maybe Nedved, wasn't it?
No. I don't know. Can I just point out,
Lisandro Martinez is a baller. And people love to hate because it's United.
I read this on Twitter, and obviously that's the perfect place to get your ball knowledge. Yeah. Yeah. But it is actually, it does kind of run true. If Martinez was in Man City, there'd be no questions about his height. Because on the ball, he's obviously a very good centre back. But because at United, they don't necessarily play out the back or until Ten Hag's come in, they've never really been like an out the back kind of team. He now looks
relatively improved
or at least better than this long ball system that they used to do.
I think next to Varane, he stands out. Yeah. Next to Maguire, he gets exposed. Simple as.
But same as
two.
Varane, right? Varane looks bad next to Maguire. So obviously,
they found their back two
the
now.
Culprit.
You don't understand how difficult it is to go to any Premier League club away and keep a clean sheet and get 3 points. Yeah. And he was putting in so many last-ditch tackles. Even against Liverpool, Varane was getting stuck in and Lissandro understood him well.
It's two man of the matches in a row.
They're sorted. I don't understand this whole 5'9" thing. I know there's the back post header against Brentford, but that game was an off day. We all know it.
Do you think height gets overlooked. Like, I remember, I'd hate to make the comparison, like, we had a player called Callum Ridley at my old football team.
Yeah.
And he was the smallest player on the pitch, but he scored the most headers every season. If you have the positional awareness, if you have the jumping power, can you make up for the height? You know, Martinez won 83% of his aerial duels so far in the Premier League. Is he just getting shit on?
Yeah, Fenn was 5'9" as well.
Yeah.
No one talks about it. He scored, he's the biggest man in football. No one's beating him for a header.
Is he 5'9"?
Yeah.
He's taller than that, isn't he?
Such a
6 foot, I think.
Oh, is he 6 foot?
No, I don't know.
He must wear thick shoes then, because every time I've met him, he's like...
Yeah, he's really massive, but he's not tall, but he'll beat you to a header.
Yeah, he will.
And, well, anyway, most centre-backs are like 6'2".
Prime example, I don't know how tall he is, Luis Diaz.
Yeah.
Two headers and...
Well, Jota's smaller than him.
Jota Diaz seemed to be banging headers 24-7.
Sadio Mane, back in the day, banging headers.
Yeah. Michael Owen.
Michael Owen, yeah. He's what, 4'10"?
Yeah, this is the perfect example, and I'm a Bolton fan. Kevin Davis.
Kevin Davis. Bloody Davis.
Scored more headers than anyone else. Got more yellow cards than anybody else.
Yeah.
And he's not 6'2".
Well, I say, who do you think is the current smallest Premier League player?
N'Golo Kante?
No. Ryan Fraser.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I was actually going to say that.
I thought Kante was too obvious. We'd probably know that.
How tall is Ryan Fraser?
5'4". He's tiny. Yeah.
5'4"?
Loves a scrap, in our team photos, he always stands next to Dan Byrne for a laugh. It makes him look even smaller.
That's
but you know what, though? He must have been some player growing up, because he literally must have been like generational talent. And I swear to God, because Messi was given like growth hormones.
Yeah, that's true.
Ryan Fraser must have been generational talent growing up.
Yeah, like Premier League football academies, they cut people off if they're not physically capable. Yeah. So to be 5'4" and get to Newcastle.
He was with Bournemouth as they got promoted consecutively.
Yeah.
And then I remember it was under Eddie Howe, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
him and Callum Wilson and were just like the
I had him on career to Bournemouth to the Prem. Rumours are about United, Netflix and Amazon are currently bidding. They're having a bidding war to sign United for a series for next year, I assume. We wanted to see it. Who's got it? Someone.
Well,
there's got to be a club in the Prem who has a Netflix or an Amazon Prime happening this year that we don't know about.
Can I say, unpopular opinion, the Arsenal All or Nothing wasn't very good.
Yes.
Wasn't very good.
Come on.
It was too Arteta-centred. And they cut out 80% of the clips. So they couldn't use most of the good content because Arsenal didn't want to show. So you never really got a proper understanding of... Aubameyang was made to look the bad guy. He was made to look the bad guy, turns up in his nice car. No one really knows why he went to France during that tour. No one really knows why he didn't come up to training on time. They just made it. They just said it. Oh, yeah, it's his attitude. He's got a Lambo. They made it look like that.
Do
you not think all of the All or Nothing documentaries are just like manager propaganda?
Tottenham,
the Tottenham one was
brilliant,
Mourinho.
Brilliant. Jose Mourinho. And they showed when Mourinho was talking to Dele Alli, telling him, get your life together, mate, or you're ruined. You're going to Turkey. Guess what happened? He went to Turkey. They showed the personal... They showed the personal meetings that in the Arsenal All or Nothing, it would have got rejected. That was the difference.
Right, but I think that's...
But the Man City one was pet prop.
But also...
The City one was rubbish. Apparently they cut out some really juicy stuff as well. The best one is Sunderland Till I Die.
Oh, yeah.
And I know we've got Geordie behind the camera and he's loving it because you were probably laughing at it the whole time.
Well, yeah, they did it to document them returning to the Premier League. They got relegated and then they were like, we'll do another one, have them return to the Championship. And they just stayed there. It was just depressing, wasn't it?
But yeah, I don't want to be disrespectful to Tottenham, but like Spurs are a smaller club than Arsenal, so they'd be more willing to show at the time, especially at the time. They are a smaller club.
Arsenal are much more protected.
Oh, we're a smaller club than Arsenal, so let's cut out.
As in Spurs will be more willing to show things because Amazon Prime probably have more pull and say, no, actually, we're paying you all this, give us more access. And Mourinho probably would not have cared as much. But Arsenal are so tight when it comes to showing stuff like that in general.
They aren't, though. They've got a Prime deal. Logan Paul's pitch side before the matches. They're better with the social media side than most football clubs. But they don't want to be memed and look like the bad guys. And I'm sure, you know, not everything is... Yeah, what's the saying?
Arsenal as a club have quite a pristine reputation.
Yeah, very pristine.
Yeah, they do. Of course they do. And like you said, a massive fan base. So they'd very easily leave something in and it would be spoken of forever.
Who would you want to see, if you had to see a series on this year and then next year, who would you see this year?
Manchester United.
This year, Man United.
I want to see Man United. And next year...
Really?
Oh, 100%.
I don't think it's as dramatic as people are...
Oh, mate, of course.
Think about it, they would have Maguire
and Ronaldo.
Yeah.
No, but...
Apparently, there's a massive split between the English lads and the Portuguese-Spanish speakers. So I'd love to see that dynamic within training and in the dressing room. And Ronaldo, like, in and out of the team. Imagine you had like a personal cameraman around Ronaldo, how he's feeling, like, oh, will I be in the team this week? How do I break back in?
Ronaldo's sitting down.
Yeah, like, come on. Yeah, like,
fuming.
He's not even playing. That whole dynamic, you've got different personalities. Oh, if they properly did it, and not like an Arsenal, Arteta-centered, heart dressing room thing.
Rob Holding.
No, a proper, I'm calling them out. Amazon or Spotify or whoever does it. Probably not Spotify. But make it proper and get the cameras on Ronaldo. Okay.
And get me to be in it as well.
100%. I want to see Theo.
I'll do an interview with Ronaldo.
Wow.
Don't know where that came from.
I'd sooner see a Liverpool one.
Nah, so boring.
Why is that boring?
It is boring.
Because over the period of a season, you'd see Klopp lose his head when things...
Jurgen keeps it together too well. Every game, it will be like, no, in terms of the players, he's always got the support for the players, always makes everything positive. And if anything's against the players, he will back them. In the Manchester United dynamic, it would be them versus the manager. It would be scrap central. Ten Hag literally swears on press conference.
Think about that. You could see when he goes, go run 8.5 miles.
Yeah.
And I will do it with you.
His assistant.
Ten Hag.
Think about this. Ten Hag's assistant drives a Lambo. He turns up to training in a nicer car than the players.
Seriously?
Yes. Which assistant manager does that in any club around the world? No one.
Ten Hag's assistant manager?
Get the cameras on him.
Does he actually?
Yes. He's got a Lambo. He's got the same car as what Aubameyang.
I rate that so highly because... Honestly, they just...
Aventador. Not like a Urus, Aventador.
Not like a Urus.
A Urus, you'd probably get away with it 4x4.
Family car.
Yeah, exactly. But no, not this one. I'm surprised you didn't see it on TikTok. It went viral.
No. I find that so funny. And who do you see next year? It's got to be one team. One team only.
You want to say Arsenal?
Nah, I mean,
Newcastle.
That's boring.
Newcastle?
I was thinking about Newcastle. Oh, I don't know.
The lads.
You need to stop.
Newcastle next year if they make Europe. Let's say that.
That'll be okay. I think they will. I think they'll finish sick. But obviously from the top of the league.
To the very, not quite the very bottom actually, but potentially the very bottom. First managerial sacking.
4 games in.
As of this morning.
Disgrace. Scott Parker.
Mr. Scott Disgrace. Parker. RIP.
I'm fuming.
He's lost to Arsenal, City and Liverpool and they beat Villa.
Yeah.
Three out of the top six.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three title contenders.
I don't know what
we should probably evaluate this properly because
there's got to be a fuss.
It's not a results based second.
He's got to have like shagged the director's daughter.
I don't think it is.
There's
I just think
we're going on.
He's,
there.
He's been slating the board and his lack of backing for a long while, right?
Exactly. So, I think in the meetings there must have
just had the
they had
come for
the worst transfer window out of anyone else in the Premier League.
He just didn't get the backing.
They were the team that needed it more than anybody else. And when you get promoted second place in the Championship, you do get money.
Yeah.
They just weren't spending it. If you're telling me the best piece of business they did was Ryan Fredericks, like, I'm sorry, Marcus it's not good enough.
How much do you get for finishing second in the Championship?
And Marcus Tavernier, it's not good enough. Like,
yeah, it's not good
Championship.
Enough.
I feel for Scott Parker. He obviously had intentions of signing some big names.
Yeah.
But the board didn't allow it and they thought they could run it on the low.
Look what Forest have done. 17 new players.
It's a big risk.
Like Fulham. But at least they've like Bournemouth signed what two players?
Yeah, but three, I think.
Forest, if they go down,
oh, they're fucked.
Yeah,
absolutely. There's no denying out for years as well.
Yeah, yeah.
If Bournemouth go down, they're up next season.
Yeah,
look, yeah, yeah. They are. It's facts.
But a lot of fans aren't. Well, a lot of Cherries fans aren't necessarily too happy with the way that Scott Parker comes out in the media, because obviously,
put me in the info you got.
No, it's just he's so articulate and well presentable that it's never his fault.
He's a well-spoken
man. But he's always
man.
Pointing the blame at the board.
Well, speaking of the board, here's what they've come out and said.
Yeah.
In order for us to keep progressing as a team and as a club as a whole, it is unconditional that we are all aligned in our strategy to run the club sustainably. We must also show belief in and respect for one another. Mm. That is the approach that has brought this club so much success in recent history.
And one that we will not veer from now.
Yeah, basically, there's been a big old bust up. They don't like Scott Parker, do they?
Hmm.
Yeah, I think when they said as well, it's like a mutual parting. I don't think either of them like.
Do you think it's just? Are they basically saying Scott was begging for transfers, and they're going, mate, it's not sustainable. We can't go out and buy all these players, and you're like, well, fuck you. And then they're going, fuck you. And then they're going, you're
basically,
fired.
Yeah, and then in post match interviews, he's like, well, this can't really get much worse. I mean,
after the Liverpool game, Scotty P said, I feel sorry for the players because we are just a bit under-equipped at this level.
Yeah.
From where we've come from, what we've been, it has been difficult.
I'm sure the players didn't take that great. Oh, you're not good enough.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
it's a bit rough, isn't it?
You could have said, yeah, we understand we don't have the perks of other teams, but we will fight.
Yeah.
He never really said, we will fight. It was just like, yeah, sorry, lads, we can't compete.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had some listener reactions to the Scott Parker sacking. Someone said, a 9-0 defeat. Forget the opposition. This is Premier League football, not Sunday League. A team in the Premier League should not be beaten 9-0.
Well, Ralph Hasselhoff should be out of a job then.
Spot on.
That's not how it works. Spot on.
Every year.
Yeah.
Every and they year. Played... They must have been shattered from playing three of the top six consecutively.
Exactly.
Having the hardest start in the Premier League with the least equipped team. He could have got it right, but they didn't give him time.
Yeah.
I mean, Jack Turvey said Hasenhüttl lost 9-0 and he's still doing a good job at Southampton.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. He just, didn't even see that coming.
But there's another way of looking at it because we've already all written off Bournemouth.
Yeah. So there aren't any expectations. Exactly, yeah. There's no expectations for them to not get relegated.
The owners
yeah.
are thinking, okay, we're down.
We're down anyway.
The odds have not given any money back for us staying up. Nobody believes in us. So let's just take a risk. Bring in another manager.
I know who it's going to be. Fire them up. We all know who it's going to be. Yeah. The man, the myth, the Dyche. Sean Dyche.
No.
Is
that actually happening?
No, it's not confirmed.
It's a rumour.
It's going to happen. I've called Dan Byrne. I'll call Sean Dyche. Sean Dyche is happening.
It is a very...
Confirmed to Bournemouth.
Theo Baker, ITK.
It is a very short
Dyche. Get it on the shorts. Get it on the TikTok.
He's going to Bournemouth, ladies and gentlemen.
He's seen the contract signed. He signed it.
I am the one that brokered the deal.
Bournemouth is a very Sean Dyche club as well at the moment, the way it's they've got Kiefer Moore and Dominic Solanke.
And you can go chill on the beach.
I would love to see Big Sean back in the press.
Sean at Bournemouth with Kiefer Moore would be lethal.
Oh.
Lethal Moore.
Well.
Double figure goals, I reckon.
Speaking of a manager who also might get relegated and sacked, Gerrard, he lost to Villa and Gerrard lost to Bournemouth and they're on the same points as Bournemouth.
Yes, embarrassing, to be honest. We've spoken about it quite a lot. I think he's definitely the next to go. I thought we'd be first to go. The fact that this Scott Parker sacking has come out of the blue is like,
I'd like to say that my Villa shocking, sixth in the Premier League position was a joke at the time. And no, sometimes you have to say things just to get a few laughs.
How many did they
roll
get?
The clip.
How many laughs did they get?
None.
Okay.
Just slated.
So it's either Rodgers or Gerrard, let's be honest, right?
Or Bruno Lage.
Really?
What's he done?
What do you mean, what's he done?
What's he done?
Not won a game.
Well, he's got points on the board and Wolves look pretty good. They are having returning injuries as well. They've signed Guedes and Nunes. There's definitely forward progression there.
With
Aston Villa, they've brought loads of players in and they look like a shit show. So, and Leicester, we're not even getting
Villa
on them.
Villa have won a game.
They've won a game.
Yeah.
No.
Leicester
yeah.
haven't.
Wolves haven't.
I know they haven't.
Everton haven't.
Yeah. Right, I don't know.
They're all down. There's no way he gets sacked.
There's like, no way Lage gets sacked.
They believe in him, but I'm throwing him in the pot. Rogers. Obviously, Wolves fans will probably be screaming like, "Ugh!" Well, you haven't won a game, and you should have. You had the easiest run. You played Fulham. You played.
They're no pushovers, though.
No, Wolves had the easiest run, and now they're facing loads of the top six.
They got Bournemouth next.
Yeah, and then look after that. Look at the next four games.
New manager bounce.
New
manager bounce. It's over for
Yeah, course. So Bournemouth is done. Yeah. And then they play the top 16. No, they have one of the hardest runs in the Premier League now. And they should have picked up points. Good example, everybody bought in Pedro Neto on fantasy.
Hey, did my head in.
Zero return. Zero.
Got Pascal Gross in now.
And for those first four game weeks, he should have picked up.
The only reason that looks bad is because everyone wrote Fulham off as a team that were going to get bullied in the Premier League when they've turned around and proved themselves that they are here to stay.
Yeah, they are.
Beyond that, they didn't really have the easiest run.
Fulham are staying up.
Newcastle aren't an easy team. Lewis will agree.
Oh no, we're the hardest team.
They got a point.
Well, Man City.
They got a point against Newcastle. Yeah. That's successful.
Yeah.
You compare this to Leicester, who played Brentford, Southampton,
lost
teams
at
that they
home
should
to
have
Brentford.
Beat.
Do you think...
No, they drew.
They drew at home to
That's
Brentford.
The only point they've got.
And they lost at home to two teams.
Southampton.
That was the weird one. 2-1, so I think it's Southampton.
Do you think Leicester... Obviously, Newcastle are trying to get Maddison, aren't they? If they lose Maddison, are they... And they've lost Fofana. Are they actually in trouble here? Because they're not signing
They're
anyone.
Probably better off, mate. They don't look like they care. Fofana's gone, number one. If they lose Tielemans anyone else,
Madison is
coming us.
Is balling out and nobody else is.
Madison's arguably their best player. Madison.
Yes,
he's currently injured. He's always
but his mind isn't Leicester City. His mind is, I'm gonna bank this free kick in and then maybe a little bit.
I think that's completely. I think he gets too much shit because he makes a couple of TikToks every now and again.
No, I
love James Madison. I think he works his socks off every time.
I don't think his heart is in Leicester City.
I think he deserves to be a top six club.
Yeah. No, you love him. Don't, and then he went to Arsenal. You wanted that move.
I wanted that move. I really rate James Madison.
I don't think he fits now, though.
But he's
got the most goal contributions of an English player in 2022.
Other than Harry Kane.
Other than Harry Kane, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Why isn't it the England squad? Why is he not getting...
Yeah.
Why is
just
no top six player?
Position,
I've seen
it?
Madison play for England. I believe it was at home
to
Albania.
He needs a run
Albania.
Of games, though.
I think it was... No, not Albania. Kosovo. At home to Kosovo. He was all right, but we already have players like him. Yeah. That's the problem. That's
but
the
my
problem.
Point is, he's got the most goal contributions. Why is he not one of the leading ones to start? He should be. If you take in form...
So who are you taking out? Mason Mount or Phil Foden?
But you've got to realise who the manager is. Southgate wouldn't remove either of those players. Yeah. So there's no... There's no universe where Southgate would put James Maddison ahead of Mason Mount at any point.
I know. But I'm just saying the stats say otherwise.
Should be. Yeah, he should get a look in. But
Maddison for Leicester, he is the centre point of the attack. He's on set pieces.
I agree.
It's like when Grealish was at Villa. He was the main man.
Yeah.
They are
screwed if he goes, by the way. Like, fully screwed. Because
that's true.
What their replacement is Dennis Pratt. All right, decent, yeah.
They got Harvey Barnes.
He's not a James. I just
signed 2 year deal.
Maybe
Leicester.
You could sign. You'd score 10 goals.
Oh, I've just signed a new 2 year contract there already.
I reckon you could get more stats than Dennis Pratt in the Premier League.
Well, actually, speaking of that,
including penalties,
I've actually had quite a few tweets about this.
Oh yeah, okay. Just for a sec. But Leicester are in a position where Kenan Dewsbury-Hall is now their most influential player. When a season ago, he was
they need Vardy to start firing again.
Massive no, he is he's an amazing baller,
and his heart is in the club. He is smashing it every week.
But they're
the way
struggling.
He takes the ball and drives through in the midfield, and also tracks, mate. The guy, that's who we should be talking about for England. I mean, one day.
Yeah.
I know
KDH,
most people don't watch 90 minutes of Leicester every week, right? But whenever I see him play a proper full match, it goes under the radar, but he is so consistent and high quality. When he goes, Leicester is screwed.
Yeah. But that'll be
that. He'll stay. Yeah, he'll stay.
Go on. Get your...
Go on, Theo. I want to hear this.
Get your tweets in.
I've had a few tweets.
Oh, yeah.
And the tables are turning, lads. I got slated when I said I'd bang 10 goals for Manchester City.
Do you think you're still on the pitch at that point?
Yeah, mate, because I've...
What, in the 70th minute?
Pep knows the deal. Pep knows what's up.
Wait, what did you say?
I said I'd bang 10 goals for City this season.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
including
eight.
Penalties.
Including pens.
Yeah.
So far, I've got 4.
He's already back in his head.
Well, if you were in Haaland's position.
Yeah.
I've got 4 so far.
Which are the 4 that you've got, by the way? Just to break it down. I know the one you're referring to. Yeah, the tap-in.
I think I scored his header. Foden. That's all Foden.
No way. I don't think you get that header. That is... You break between Joel Ward and Joachim Andersen.
You're not getting
get
the
on
header.
The end of that.
Okay,
and you're not getting the third goal where he held off.
No.
That's, oh my God, that goal was insane.
Yeah, that's
and the way he kicks the ball perfectly.
His first goal of the season. That's what was a tap-in.
Yes.
It was a pen.
West Ham, you'll take it. Well, that's
no, the first goal of the
but
season.
Does
was
he
pen?
Win the pen? Because Haaland.
I don't think
the
he
pen.
Wins the pen.
We get around the keeper in time.
Maybe three.
Which but Haaland second which against the, West Ham.
Yeah.
Wait, where De Bruyne played it through. I reckon you score that. One
what?
On one keeper.
No, you're offside in that position.
No,
there's
not.
No way that you'd be able to have that pace to break through.
I reckon he's got in him.
Oh, mate. Where are the other two coming from then? On a reel? I'm not even trying to put you down. I'm trying to.
Gundogan's. Gundogan's goal. I'm in the position for Gundogan.
Yeah.
Which Gundogan?
I'm giving
goal?
That to Theo.
A touchdown and he volleyed it in. It's an open goal.
Open goal. Bosh.
Oh, where he assists Gundogan.
Yeah.
So rather than being Haaland in that
I've swapped roles
position.
Now.
Okay. Nice.
I'm still on for 8 this season.
Yeah. I reckon
you've got a twin.
No.
In midfield.
I would give you 1 and I'd give you
not
that
a
tap
two,
in.
Two.
Where's the other one coming from?
No, I'm giving Theo 2 straight
Pen.
Up.
Okay, you can
No, what, you can eat. Haaland scored 2 really, like right next to the goal.
He has.
And you'll score.
Oh, the volley. His volley. The volley he booted in the goal.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
no, the back post, you know the back post where they played it across?
Yeah. Rodri knocked it back to him.
So I got 3.
There's 2.
No,
we're
not
giving
3.
Okay.
He's got 3 goals in 4 games.
Right. 3 goals in 4 games.
But no man of the match here. We're not giving you a
match. No, I'm not giving.
So you're actually in the golden boot race at this point. Fear Baker is like second or third in the golden
Please
boot
keep
race.
This up, by the way. Every week, I want to hear how many goals you've got in the Prem.
We have to watch the full Man City game now because there are going to be positions where you should have scored.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my point.
Yeah.
And sometimes, arguably, I actually might City end up getting week. More goals than Haaland if he misses City.
Well, because he's left-footed and you're right-footed. Yeah. Just, it doesn't suit him as much. Yeah. Realistically, though, all jokes aside,
yeah.
How many minutes do you last in a Premier League match?
2 minutes?
Okay, very
good. Five minutes?
No, you're lying to yourself.
I swear to God. I know.
The intensity of a Premier League game is mental.
I remember the fittest I have ever... The fittest I have ever been when I was 16. I was playing 3 matches a week. I played 10 minutes for Seaford Town. 10 minutes and I was blowing my arse out.
Oh, fair. But were you trying to show off to the gaffer?
Sorry.
No. I was sprinting, yeah.
But what happened in the football match?
Yeah, but you were showing off to the gaffer.
If you think Seaford Town in whatever league they're in, Saturday football,
Seaford, you'd pass out from the adrenaline before you even got out on the pitch.
If you think that's far, I remember going to that game at 16, thinking, "Oh my god, men's football is fast."
Yeah,
compare that to Prem. It's over.
Yeah,
you do what you can't keep up.
Yeah, they're in the Southern Combination Division 1.
Yeah, there you go. See, up the Seaford Town.
What step is that, like 14?
Yeah, that's got to be low.
Hey, don't diss Seaford.
Sorry. Nothing against Seaford. I'm sure it's good.
Everyone
that we know?
Yeah.
Like any YouTubers?
Charlie Morley?
Yeah, I thought so.
Charlie Morley?
He played for a whole season, I swear.
Seaford, he did? Yeah, and New Haven Town,
Wow, nice.
Yeah, actually played for...
Charlie Morley.
I actually went for Seaford and New Haven are big rivals. So I sort of did a Sol Campbell, Spurs, Arsenal.
Good man.
Nice. But yeah, speaking of going from relatively low in the footballing leagues, we're going to get to the very pinnacle.
Oh, okay. That's a close one.
Yeah, draws come out. What do you think of it, Thoggy?
Yeah, no, good draw.
What's your favourite group? I have a favourite
Liverpool,
group.
Ajax, Rangers.
Really?
And who's the fourth team? Liverpool, Ajax, Rangers and...
Mate, Liverpool...
I like...
Liverpool...
Napoli, yes.
Liverpool, Rangers, just drink it in. My God. Imagine.
What game?
At Ibrox and Anfield. Oh, fuck yes.
That's a ridiculous
atmosphere will be insane. Obviously, as a Rangers fan, I cannot wait
every
to
year,
watch that.
We should automatically... Whoa. As a Rangers fan?
I'm a diehard Rangers fan now, yeah.
I didn't even wear that out.
We are.
So you hate...
No, I don't. No.
You
don't
hate Celtic.
No, I don't. No. No, I am a Rangers fan out of the two. Obviously, I have an affiliation with Rangers now.
It's an honorary legend of the club.
You're going to be in the away end with Rangers at Celtic Park. You'll be in there, like, giving it the big.
I've got Rangers tops. I've got 150th year anniversary top.
You do, to be fair. I mean, given from the actual game as well.
And I bought one as well.
Did you?
I did.
So you're proper, that's your second club now?
Yeah. I'm affiliated with that club for the rest of my life.
You should go Liverpool Rangers then?
I would love to.
I think that will
be the best atmosphere all season. Any game all season.
I'll say this right now.
Better than an Old Firm outright.
I just think Liverpool Rangers is so much...
It's a rarity. Old Firm's happen 4 times a year.
Yeah, Liverpool's fan base and Rangers fan base. Imagine the flares will go off.
Really?
No, I think the average is like... Four, yeah, I think you're right.
That's correct.
Which is pretty mental considering it's... Well, there's one this weekend coming up.
But Liverpool Rangers is like usually a pre-season game and they still bring loads of fans.
Champions League, Liverpool Rangers. Yeah.
And by the way, they're filling out all the games before the start of Qatar. So nearly every midweek, there's either Premier League football or Champions League football. So.
Oh, it's going to be unbelievable. Even
side live streams.
We're doing Liverpool Rangers. We're doing Liverpool
Or you're there.
Or I'm there, yeah. But even like Ajax, Liverpool, that's a bang.
Every game in that group, because even Napoli have amazing fans.
Yeah.
That is the group of the fan base.
I see what you're saying.
I tell you what, Group C is looking dangerous. Victoria will obviously bag a 1-0 result against Barcelona.
They'll be the new sheriff. Imagine the
club.
But Bayern Munich, Barcelona, Inter Milan.
Yeah.
You love Inter, yeah.
I'm actually more of an AC fan, but we don't talk about that.
Wow.
I'm only wearing it for the culture.
Group
I'm
G's going Milan Derby as well.
On Saturday.
Are you actually?
Yeah, I'm going Milan Derby.
Wow.
Oh, jealous.
Yeah.
Very jealous. It's good to get in before they knock down the stadium.
That's what I went to the last one. They were like, oh, it's the final one. And they're going again. And they're like, oh, it's the final one. They never get it done. Nothing moves quickly in Italy. But apparently Lukaku's out. I'm gutted.
Well, he scored with his first touchback, pretty much.
Yeah.
So AC Milan will probably just walk him. But they're at home. It's always cool to see the tifos.
Yeah. loosely.
Well, you say they're at home.
Yeah. No, as in like they've got 60% of the fans.
Yeah. Tottenham just have a shit group.
Group G's good. You've got the Haaland Derby.
Yeah.
City Dortmund. That'll be a good
game. Yeah.
Just going to batter them up.
I'm looking forward to a quintessential Champions League fixture of AC Milan versus Chelsea.
Oh,
that's proper Champions League, isn't it?
That's back in the day type stuff.
Yeah.
Then you've got Real Madrid. The Werner Derby. Chelsea stuff. Oh, no, that would be Leipzig.
Damn Leipzig it. Against Real Madrid. No, Shakhtar and Celtic.
Wrong group.
Can I also say Marseille against Frankfurt? That is a crazy game.
Marseille is a terrifying place.
Both fan bases are nuts. And apparently Marseille, when they play Tottenham, they're just going to cause mayhem down the road.
What happens?
Really?
Give me odds. Do you go to a Marseille game?
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely go to one.
Oh, you fucking...
I went to one last year.
So did I. I thought I was going to die.
I thought I was going to die. I saw fights all over the street.
You know, I went to the Marseille-Nice. Is it Nice?
Yeah.
Marseille, and you know that they banned Nice fans from going at the stadium? Because there
it's
was
not very nice.
No, because of the fights that happened
last
time.
Just kick off.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Just
clocked on. That's it, I'm leaving.
Honestly, you're such a dork. And then finally, PSG. If only Ronaldo's at Juve. PSG. Yeah. PSG, Juventus, Benfica, and Maccabi. You know,
will Pogba even play after all the news with Pogba right now?
That's mental, isn't it?
So...
His brother.
So his brother's been...
$13 million. Yeah. Hard cash.
He held him at gunpoint or something.
Jeez.
Yeah, for extortion.
And then Pogba cast a witch's spell on Mbappe.
You will
pay shit.
Yeah.
No, but I believe in Juju. Like, Yaya Toure held City from a Champions League. But he changed it this year. He's now back in the...
Is he actually?
Yeah.
Because he's at Tottenham Academy, right?
He cancelled the spell.
Yeah.
He said the spell is no longer...
Live on the draw. He said, now I believe they will win the... Champions League.
Really?
The shadow lifted.
Oh, and they actually are just going to win it this year.
Yeah,
so really, if anyone wants to like put
I believe in
money
Juju.
Where your mouth is. Like.
There's so many stories of this being legit. I'm trying to think of the other Jujus. What other Jujus happened? Adebayor had one.
Arsenal win the league.
They never.
What's that? speaking of Manchester City and their curse, tell you who's not cursed, Erling Haaland. His third goal, we've talked about briefly, was unbelievable. You... had a stinker saying he'd flop.
No.
Rory has had a stinker saying he'd flop.
Rewind the tape.
Boxing match.
Yeah, Rory's is bad. Rewind the tape. We did a segment where it was flop or dub and it came up with Erling Haaland. And I said dub, but still Theo thinks...
He only said that because he was embarrassed by his previous take.
Absolutely. He hadn't kicked a ball before the season started.
That's a very interesting... you've gone against your own opinion there.
You have.
No.
You should back yourself.
No, you should. You should
six
be
goals,
being a...
6 goals in 4 games. Is he even at his best right now? Or is he just warming up?
Yet, some people still haven't got him in his fantasy team.
Delusional.
How can you not?
Yeah, I mean, at least I do.
Are you going to captain him against Forest? Or are you going to do Salah versus Villa?
Away.
Salah versus... No,
Newcastle.
Newcastle at home. I'm going Salah. We go again. Sorry to the Geordie behind the camera.
Well, they don't have Bruno for the game. So basically you don't have your entire team.
Yeah,
why is Bruno out?
He's injured.
He got injured in training, so he's out for like 2-3 weeks.
And St. Max, isn't he? Also hamstring.
And Wilson's out as well. But we have Isaac, and that's all that matters.
King Alexander.
Do you reckon he plays?
Obviously. Well, it's better than Chris Wood against Liverpool.
Yeah, Newcastle last year. Do you remember they tried to play any other striker but Callum Wilson? It was embarrassing to watch.
Yeah.
Chris Wood was the worst signing ever.
Well, I mean, he relegated Burnley by joining.
How many goals has he scored?
What he did was he wasn't playing for Burnley.
Exactly, he relegated then.
Tell me, how many goals has he scored for Newcastle?
Maybe two. That might be a plus.
And one of them maybe in the cup against someone like Newport County.
No, he scored.
He's so disappointed
with Newport County.
He was signing. I remember the Geordies were like, oh, he's going to be a great backup. He'll score loads of back post headers and kill off games.
He's done nothing.
Let's be real. Reeve, you can't defend him. You can't sit here and defend Chris Wood when you said Haaland would be a flop.
Whoa. Let's back
facts.
To here. No. Theo's would I sooner have Chris Wood
the at Man City? The Theos are teaming up here.
Chris Wood at Man City? It's tough, you know.
There's a rumour flying around that apparently Premier League managers are chatting to each other on how to stop Erling Haaland.
Oh, yeah, I've
fact
seen
or
this.
Cap?
No, fact, I reckon.
It's got to be a fact.
Yeah. But their conclusion was you just can't. That's yeah. they came
the
up.
Robot cannot be
yeah,
stopped.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he a robot?
Yes.
Or an alien? Which one do you prefer?
Because we know when I realised he was a robot, that City third goal where he held off Joel Ward into another planet, he flew.
Yeah.
He flew.
And then
so
the composure. He had 3 touches.
And then the
score.
Way he kicked on his left foot perfectly into the left boot, off balance. We all play football here, so we know what it's like when you're a bit off balance. The geezer doesn't feel balanced. He's a robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Is he a golden boot? Is Salah done?
Yeah, no, Salah's not maybe. Done.
Oh, he's not done, but I feel like there's less pressure.
I'm not saying done in terms
golden
of...
Golden Boot.
Yeah, I'm saying done in terms of Golden Boot, he might be.
But I feel like there's pressure. I do, because there's less pressure on Salah.
They're now going to run. Who's going to score the goals?
Salah was always the one.
But if you break it down, whenever Nunes plays alongside Salah, he hogs all the big chances. So for that reason, I feel like Salah will... Yeah.
I think you see Salah get more assists.
They contributed to each other twice.
No. But if you break it down in terms of like actual expected goals, etc.,
and the Community Shield,
Nunes is a thief for big chances, which I'm is why sure he's he is factually he is in the three games that he's played.
Hold that fact.
I think they'll make it work this season between Darwin Nunes and Salah. I will make that bet.
I
want to see it live.
I want to make that bet.
I'm not saying Nunes scores more than Salah. I'm saying he removes some opportunities that Salah would get. He pushes him wider.
I just think
he's a proper number nine, right?
Yeah.
And usually when they have Jota or Firmino or Mane in that role, it facilitates the wingers to be able to get involved.
I do agree with that.
Takes priority.
But I don't think...
Which is why they didn't score any fucking goals against Crystal Palace because he missed everything.
What about... I feel like we're forgetting about the Community Shield here on Darwin Nunes' debut, where Salah scored the pen and Nunes just...
Here's what's going to happen. I think there's going to be less goals for Salah because the spread is more through the team. You're going to see Diaz. You're going to see Firmino. You're going to see Nunes. And Jota coming back.
Salah always starts, though.
No, he will. Of course he will. But I don't think he's going to win Golden Boot.
That's what I'm saying. I think the goals
will be a little bit more spread across
the front. No, but you guys are saying, is Salah finished?
No.
Can we just play back the clip?
No.
For the Golden Boot, no. The question was.
No, he's not finished for the Golden Boot. No way.
He is.
He's the Liverpool forward and he's on pace.
Jesus will score more goals than Salah this season.
What if Haaland gets injured?
It's true. Wait, what?
What if Haaland gets injured?
That's classic Erling Haaland.
Yeah, irrelevant.
What do you mean irrelevant?
Irrelevant.
That means Salah wins the Golden Boot.
My
Golden Boot shout is still Harry Kane. Like, it hasn't changed.
Yeah, fair enough.
Good shout.
Yeah. Jesus will score goals. More goals than Salah as well.
They should be trying to find out how to defend against Kane, not even Haaland.
Everyone knows how to defend against Kane.
Clearly not.
You can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
They should be ringing up again. Lads, how do you defend Harry Kane?
What I find wacky about Kane is he doesn't have the body to be a pure goal scorer. Haaland does. He's got all the dynamic and
yeah, but that's what makes Kane
so good.
Exactly.
And I love it.
Yeah.
No one can figure out.
He just passed 200 league goals.
If Kane had Haaland's strength and speed,
best in the world.
Absolutely, comfortably. I mean, he probably still is anyway, but like.
Let's touch on Spurs because, as I said, Kane has scored over 200 now. He's slowly catching, he's fastly catching.
He's joint third. Congratulations, Harry. Well done.
Yeah.
Hazard.
They're third on 10 points.
Oh, no, he's finished.
You can have this one, though.
No, but you're using it for the balance.
Don't worry.
The balance. Thank you.
The balance door. They are third on 10 points, 2 points behind Arsenal, 2-0 away against Forest. Apparently, Harry Kane said they haven't shown their best form yet. Son's not necessarily firing at the races at the moment, but is that because they've got Kulusevski, you've got other players coming in?
Yeah.
Richarlison. Yeah. What do you think of the Richarlison Shoutouts?
Oh, man. I love that guy.
Yeah, I love that guy.
That tackle shoot. He didn't get sent. Is it yellow, the tackle? Was it a red card?
No, it was a yellow.
That's a red card.
No, it wasn't. It is a red card.
What, Necker Williams tackle?
No, the Brennan Johnson one.
On Richarlison after.
On the far side. I didn't really get a good viewing of it.
The ball is gone.
Yeah, but it's not a red.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not a red card.
Has he gone for the ball?
What do you mean?
Has he gone for the ball?
No.
It's a red card.
But it's not a red card.
It's a red card.
You didn't even watch it.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. You watched it on highlight.
I saw it's a red card.
No, it's not. It's not.
If that happened to me,
you'd be annoyed, but
kick it off.
Yeah.
Limbs. There is limb.
Yeah, but the whole point was it was malicious intent to stop the shithousery that he was doing.
How are you not getting sent off for that? I don't get it.
But
he's had no attempt to play the ball.
Okay, well, why isn't the Kieran Trippier red card on KDB then?
Ooh. Well, that's up to VAR's decision.
That's a good point.
You can't just say when you don't make a decision for yourself, it's up to VAR.
I'm not a ref. That's just my...
Why is the Richarlison one not red?
Because he ain't played the ball.
Right, okay. Well, the same thing. Well, maybe... Kieran Trippier's intended...
Yeah, should be paid for you.
Trippier should have got sent off.
No, it wasn't a red, though. It wasn't a red.
No, it wasn't a red.
It's the same challenge.
It wasn't a red. Trippier wasn't red. But the one on Richarlison is a red.
No, it's not.
What about this? McTominay, was it a pen? Where his arm like...
Oh, yeah, it was a penalty.
100%.
Yeah, he hit his arm three times.
But they didn't even go to VAR.
Yeah, that's mental. But it's United.
The problem is VAR is just so...
favoured United, Liverpool.
Well, no. It's just...
It's facts.
I'm being serious. Inconsistent. It's inconsistent.
No, yeah. And consistent towards United and Liverpool. If they want a pen, they can get
Liverpool.
Yeah.
Okay, obviously I'm going to get clipped here, but I think it's true. I honestly believe if Bournemouth have that same chance, it's not being given. Southampton not given. United, oh.
If it's down the other end, it's a penalty. I fully believe
100%.
Yeah, if it's the roles reversed.
If that's, yeah, especially if like Ronaldo's about to step up.
Yeah.
And the Premier League are like, oh, that's going to get views on the highlights.
Yeah.
Get it in, Ronaldo penalty.
do you
get the world watching.
Think about it. Do you agree with Richarlison keepouts, by the way? It's just like,
I agree with his response to Didier Hamann, and he was cry more. That was good.
He is, yeah, he's a joker. He's, yeah. What a joker.
What was your question? Sorry.
Do you agree with what he did?
Who?
Richarlison. Or who? It's not that deep. Is it?
It's not that deep. It's not that deep. Football. It's a bit showboating.
It's an entertainment. Football's entertainment.
Yeah. Yes.
The problem.
Everyone hates
it. I actually agree that the problem is more with Forrest and the attitude of seeing that as like a piss take.
Also, can we just look at the bigger picture here? Forrest are wound up.
Yeah.
Conte's brought him on and he's obviously said to him, piss them off. Do kick
off. Yeah.
Wind them up.
It's what he does. Yeah. It's what
Mission
he does.
And the way he created that outside of the boot cross.
Yeah.
So good. Bro. So good.
But people seem
How
to think
that
this
that
is...
off the bench?
Oh, mate. He's going to start. Conte's already said like in the next few games he'll start. So who comes out for him? I don't know.
Now there's midweek games. They can flex between Kulu and him and Son. Son's not even the main man anymore, but it's better that way.
No.
But last season, he should have won Player of the Year.
Yes, I agree.
Son?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a joke. He was carrying last year.
Do you think Without Spurs pens. Will finally win a trophy this year?
Yes.
Because I said no, and I had a pretty good reason
That's
why.
That's the easiest option. The odds will always pan towards Spurs not winning a trophy, right?
If they are going to do it, they've got the team to do it. They've got the manager to do it.
They've got the manager to do it.
Stadium.
Seriously?
I said if they are going to do it, this is the team.
You agree they're not going to, but...
I think they won't, but if they are, this will
but
be
the But we already made the bet. So
I said,
what
look,
the bet
FA Cup, realistically, probably like Arsenal, classic FA Cup merchants. Premier League.
Lost the plot.
City.
League, Arsenal.
League Cup. Liverpool. Arsenal. City. Champions League.
Why couldn't Spurs win a League Cup? They have more than capable team with this.
Real Madrid.
Yeah, why not?
No Casemiro.
It's Man City.
They've got Camavinga.
And everyone else has strengthened. Barcelona have strengthened. Manchester City
look
unreal.
They brought in the robot. I thought you'd back it.
No? Yeah, I really want her.
PSG are back.
It's second season syndrome for Messi.
They're actually back. Yeah. I'm buzzing
about
that.
What do you mean second
that.
Season syndrome?
As in like, you know,
like, been at one club for his entire career.
No, as in like Grealish.
Oh, okay.
Second season at City starts firing. It takes a year to just, you know,
settle in.
Yeah. Unreal.
The return of Messi.
I'm actually so excited this season for PSG. Hoping to have a couple weekends abroad in Paris as well.
Of course.
Can't complain.
Get a little train down.
Love the Eurostar. Banging.
Have
so
you,
good.
Have you seen? Big up the Eurostar.
Yeah, big up. I've got.
No, we've got a spillage.
It's okay.
But we may have a Eurostar brand deal.
Really?
No, as in like that clip.
Oh, well, yeah, no, yeah, please.
Get free train tickets for life.
Yeah, we had to get a fucking train and a ferry home because they wouldn't let us take our bikes on
you. You stole my Eurostar to the Champions League final.
I did.
He did. He did. Stole my tickets.
Wait, oh, no, you gave it to
me. I got there, I scanned the barcode and it was like, Theo Baker has already used this.
No, you gave me the ticket. You gave me the ticket.
Theo Baker used this 30 minutes ago.
Scribbled out the last name.
I just exposed his full name. His gov name, Theodore.
Everyone knows my name.
Theodore, what's your middle name again?
No.
Something proper English.
No.
Anyways, got some viewer questions.
We haven't even touched on Chelsea.
Fuck Chelsea.
Mayhem.
Okay,
sorry about this.
I've touched on Chelsea.
That's okay.
I'm...
It'll evaporate.
Yeah.
Evaporate. How long are we going to be here?
Touch on Chelsea quick.
Right, Chelsea. What about them?
Yeah, they're looking all right, to be fair. Listener questions then. Which three, this comes from Predstedagram. He said, which three English goalies should go to the World Cup?
Dean Henderson, obviously. Nick Pope.
Only if he's wearing a cap though.
Pickford.
No, Ramsdale.
Yeah, no, Ramsdale has to be in there. Sorry, Popey.
Pope out.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa. Pope offers something the others don't though.
Sorry, Popey.
He's an unbelievable shot stopper.
Dean Henderson. Bring him on for pens.
That's actually a really good shout. Yeah, his pen success rate is mental.
But Pickford's brilliant as well. Pickford. For England, he saves
Pickford
pen.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, Penny, can I just say, this is such an easy discussion because the number one is always going to be Jordan Pickford.
Yeah,
he is by far the best keeper.
In an England shirt.
Yeah, not outright.
And the same with Maguire. Honest. Start Maguire in a back three because he'll smash it for England and he'll have something to fight for his disrespect in the Manchester United team. They'll both drop masterclasses, I bet you.
Well, Speaking of which, Ben Kinsella goes, who's the most underrated centre-back in the Premier League currently?
Oh, we're not. The most underrated centre-back.
Anderson.
Joachim Anderson. How did you read my mind?
Oh,
well,
you?
Because I
anyways, next question. Don't worry about it, Reed. Josh Bobble goes, where will Brighton finish this season?
Why don't you put him in your top 10?
Lewis Dunk. There you go. Lewis Dunk.
That's a better one, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're...
Underrated. Give him the call up.
Yeah.
Where will Brighton finish this season?
Who?
Brighton.
Ninth.
Decent. Ooh, okay.
Just missing out on European football.
IM Group goes, how are the German and French League Farmers League if the Premier League sign all their players?
The Premier League has just had too much money.
By definition, the Premier League is not a Farmers League because anywhere between like 3rd and 17th can beat each other. Whereas in other leagues, you just don't get
it. So it's really the Premier League, the Farmers League?
Wait. Wow.
Oh, maybe. Maybe we're the biggest one.
Maybe we are the Farmers.
Yeah.
What do you think of Oba to Chelsea from Sio Minyan?
I think it
good
happens.
Signing, they need him.
Yeah.
Do you think he's finished?
No.
Luke McLaughlin. He goes, is Neymar the third best player of all time?
Of all time?
No.
Okay. I'm glad we got there.
which Premier League team does Julian Alvarez start for? That's from Jasper.
Every single other one apart from Manchester City.
No.
He does.
Did he start for Liverpool?
What's he proven?
Yeah.
What has he proven? He doesn't start for Liverpool. He doesn't start for...
He's better than Nunes.
He competes for an Arsenal spot. He doesn't start for Tottenham. Doesn't. The rest, obviously. Maybe... Oh, I'm trying to think who else. Does he start for Chelsea over Raheem... probably over Havertz. He's kind of woeful this season. Do you like... You really like Alvarez that much?
I think he's fantastic, yeah.
I think he's got a lot to prove.
Well, of course.
Because I just don't know how you're saying he's fantastic when you haven't watched anything but Argentinian highlight reels.
well, games, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you play so rare, then you come to appreciate.
Well, okay. Let's do the quiz. Lewis, bring it on. 5 questions. How did you do last time? 3? I'm guessing 3?
Yeah, 3, I think.
You remember?
On you probably got 3,
yeah.
You probably got 3.
Right.
Question number 1.
Which club went 17 games without a win at the start of a Premier League season?
Any year. 17 games without a win. I'm going to go with Derby.
Yeah, my first thought was Derby.
I think that's too obvious.
I'm going to go Fulham.
Huddersfield.
Huddersfield's a good shout.
Sheffield United.
Oh.
That was 2020 to 21.
Straight after finishing 7th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mad.
Damn it. 17. Jesus.
So Darwin Núñez was, of course, sent off on his home debut for Liverpool. Which other player was also sent off on his home debut for Liverpool in the Premier League?
Suarez.
That was very quick. Do you know that? Or are you guessing?
This is a toughie.
Oh, maybe it's Raza.
Sterling? Really?
Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Mm.
No.
Milan Baroš.
Right, ready?
I don't know.
Joe Cole.
Oh, okay.
Never getting that.
Never getting that.
So Parker was sacked today, of course, after 4 games. Which other Premier League manager was sacked after his first 4 games in charge? So he just joined the team.
What season?
What's the Watford guy?
Before
2017.
Last season, what?
2017?
Oh. 2017, 4 games in.
Who got, I don't remember who
someone's
was
someone's screaming at the cameras right now.
Who was even in the Premier League in 2017? I have no idea. Who was in the Premier League? Name 3 clubs.
Arsenal, Chelsea, Man United.
I guess, yeah.
It's tough, that.
Not a clue.
It was at Crystal Palace.
Jesus.
Not Hodgie.
No.
I know it is. It's the Dutch guy. It's the Dutch guy.
De Boer.
De Boer.
Yep, that's the one. We'd like to thank Frank for his dedication and hard work, he said, after they sacked him.
I remember that was very awkward. Very awkward.
Very awkward.
Right, Champions League questions. Who is the only player to win the Champions League with three different clubs?
Seedorf.
That is correct.
Mm. We've had this one before. We had that question before.
It's a good football quiz to answer.
Yeah.
Three people have won the Champions League a record three times as manager. Who are they?
Oh,
Zidane in a row.
Zidane. Ancelotti.
Yeah.
This one. Mancini.
No.
Oh. Is this a bit of a tricky one?
Yeah.
Zidane, Ancelotti, and give us a Solomon clue.
I don't even know how to give a clue about this geezer. If I'm honest, I'll have to Google him.
Do you not know who it is?
I don't know who he is. I'm scared that I should know who he is.
Yeah, Real Madrid got Donny.
He's not going to know.
Real Madrid Donny from back in the day.
Yeah. Rodriguez.
It's called Bob.
Bob.
Yeah.
Bob.
Bob Paisley.
Bob Paisley. Oh. You don't know Bob Paisley
I'll
is.
Liverpool. Face. I'll know his face if I Google him.
Bob, right? he's literally in the fucking...
he's a legend.
Yeah, he's in the Ale song, isn't he?
There's a stand named after him, I think.
Is that last question?
Yeah,
that's going to go down like
bonus
a sack.
Question.
Extra hard bonus.
That's going to go down like a sack of shit for Liverpool fans, by the way. Yeah. We are done.
Yeah. Oh, well.
We
knew who he was.
Yeah.
The Champions League has been won only once by a team from Romania. Can you name them?
Fuck, you know. I can't even name a place in Romania.
When they won the
Champions League. Only team from Romania.
You just name any Romanian team you know. Any.
You're Googling Cluj. Romanian football teams.
Cluj?
No.
What are you...
The answer is... Bucharest. Yeah.
Yes, Stau. Correct. Stau, well, how did you know that?
Because he's just Googled.
Just Googled.
I know, I'm his fuck off.
Okay. Bucharest. There's two Bucharest teams, though.
It's Stau. Now FCSB.
Yeah. Okay. Well, on that bombshell...
Georgie Hadji.
It's time to do Game Week 5 predictions. We're going to run through them.
Mate, he does it every week. I'm sure if Clarkson was still in a job at BBC, we'd be screwed.
Midweek fixtures for game week 5. Palace at home to Brentford.
Are we doing that immediately? Or just the weekend ones?
No.
We're doing midweek.
Okay.
2-1 Palace.
Yeah, because our episode, we won't have an episode before the next set going out as well. See what I'm saying?
Might have to double up.
Might have to double up. Yeah, so Palace versus Brentford.
2-1 Palace.
2-0 Palace.
2-1 Palace. Fulham at home to Brighton.
2-2 draw.
Ooh, 1-0. I was going to go. 1-0.
Boring.
Boring? 0-0 would have been more boring.
Yeah, I actually think it's going to be 1-1 Gross and Mitrovic.
0-0 is not more boring.
Why?
Because it's a rarer score. You don't see people putting 0-0.
Yeah.
1-1 is just like,
Yeah. Oh, Southampton are at home to Chelsea.
Tight, but the Blues would win 2-1 away.
3-0 Chelsea.
2-0 Chelsea. Leeds are at home to Everton.
Oh, could go either way. I'll go Leeds, 2-1.
3-1 Leeds.
2-0 Leeds.
Wow, we're very in favour of the home side there.
Arsenal home to Villa.
Yeah, they are.
Arsenal home to Villa. Is this the game Villa win?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, how are you getting the things? Oh, mine are in a different order.
Bournemouth Wolves next, no?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Isn't that an evening game?
Arsenal Villa.
That's what I'm saying. They're all in a weird... Oh, no.
At the same time, it's all good.
2-0 Arsenal.
3-0 Arsenal and Gerrard sacked after it.
Yeah, I agree.
4-0 Arsenal.
And Gerrard sacked after
on the train home.
I said 2-0.
Gerrard sacked on the train home.
I'll be fuming.
Really?
Bournemouth at home to Wolves. He will be fuming. I said.
Yeah, he will be.
Do you reckon he gets the train?
This is the day. Wolves turn it round. Neto, and is Jimenez back yet?
Yeah. He played against Newcastle.
Oh, big. Yeah. I'm going to go 2-0. 2-0 Wolves.
Yeah, I think. It's a new manager bounce. They might get a goal.
1-0 Wolves away win.
2-1 Wolves. 2-1.
Man City are home to Forest.
4-0 City.
I think 4-1 City.
Yeah, I feel like Forest get a goal. I'm going to go 5-1.
And the problem is Nikita injured. Like Steve Cook at the back. I'm sorry.
4-1 City, and it'll be Neco Williams to score. And we'll all regret him having on our bench. West Ham are at home to Spurs.
2-0 Spurs. Similar score.
3-1.
Ooh.
A few goals in that rivalry.
There is always, yeah, usually. As Bale's return.
Obviously 3-1 to Spurs.
3-2 Spurs.
5 goals.
Yeah, man. Why not? YOLO. Liverpool home to Newcastle.
Sorry, mate. I think it's 2-0.
2-0 as well.
Yeah.
You're all just going to look really silly.
I don't think you're going to get
your
a goal.
Your away form isn't great.
Yeah.
2-1. 2-1. Isaac debut goal. Thank you. Back it.
But they still lose.
No St. Maximin, no Wilson.
Isaac.
We have Saint Maxi.
No Bruno.
They got the king Isaac.
Yeah, we got Saint Maxi.
I think he won't play there. He was walking off with his hamstring at the end of the last game.
Oh, he always limps off. I think it does a dramatic effect, like when your dog fakes an injury, you know what I mean? Gets more attention.
You just played Saint Maxi man to a dog. Thank God he's got a microphone.
With a Gucci headband. Leicester at home to United.
He doesn't rep Gucci now, does he? Now that Grealish got the deal. I don't know.
Yeah, ooh.
He's a little
now he reps Rolex. Gave out a Rolex to the fans.
Did he?
Yeah.
Leicester at home to United.
1-3.
This is always pretty high score. I reckon 2-2 draw.
I'll back a 2-2.
Leicester have finished, lads.
So United.
Yeah. They're not awful at home, though. I mean, they did lose to Southampton, but...
No, I'll go 2-1 United. 2-1 United. I retract my 2-1 United.
All right. Brendan Rodgers is going to need something. Otherwise, he is out of a job.
Casemiro will start and United will be too good. And they're positive now. 2 wins in a row.
And I think what we're going to do for game week 6 at the weekend, we'll do it for TikTok special.
Yes. Oh, yeah?
A TikTok special.
What's our TikTok again?
Huh?
What's cool. our TikTok?
At Pitchside Pod.
Boom.
There you go. Follow it.
Follow it.
Dogden, thank you so much for coming on. We're going to be doing a predictions on your channel right now, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
So we have a chance to change our predictions.
Let's see if they're all changed.
To see if we're all correct, finally.
Mysterious. Thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you, of course.
Don't ever leave me on. Bolton, Big Sam, last minute deal. Call me up.
If you get FA Cup final, you know, well, you'll probably be there. Well,
yeah, no. That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, any live streams, lads, I'd love to do it.
Of course.
Who's your second team? If you had a Premier League team, you could play.
I don't have a Prem team. People always ask that. I can't. Oh. I want to be neutral. My second team isn't probably no longer my second team because it's in Russia.
What?
Zenit, yeah, because I'm half Russian.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I can't really support them and I can't really get Zenit.
that's awkward.
Yeah, we'll end it on that bombshell. Yeah.
And on that bombshell, it's time to say goodbye.
All right.
Make sure you rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the lot. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube. Absolutely flying at the moment, so thank you all for the support.
Yeah, thank
you. Drop a like and we'll see you next time.
Big break.
Peace.
Guten Tag.